The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour, back after a hiatus. But here we are. This one is kind of an unhappy hour. I'll talk about it more in a second, but I think it's going to be fine. That's always comforting when someone says that at the front, right? But as always with these, if you choose to do so, drink responsibly. I'm once again sticking to my red wine.
Red wine.
That's all I really have.
Yeah.
And what are you drinking, Samantha?
I'm sticking to bubble water.
Yeah.
Taking my own advice. Not been a good week, so therefore I will not be drinking.
There you go. Very wise. Very, very wise. So I guess content warning for this one, brief discussion of trauma and discussion of issues around urination, because that is what we're going to be talking about today. I have actually never talked about this with anybody except in therapy.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. It's one of those things that's like been a part of my life for so long that until my therapist was like, has this always been an issue? Oh, yeah. Okay, so basically, I'm not going to go too deep into it, but I did have a very traumatic assault experience in a bathroom as a child. Pretty young. And since then, I mean, weirdness sounds so dismissive. I have a difficult time with bathrooms, especially like public bathrooms, even bathrooms at friends' places. When I was a kid, I used to get kidney infections pretty regularly because I refused to go to the bathroom and I had to take this pill that would turn my pee blue, and it was very, very painful. And I wouldn't, like, we would go on these 9-hour road trips and refuse to go to the bathroom. And it's a thing, like, people comment on it to this day. They're like, why? I don't understand how you can, because I drink a lot of water. When I'm, like, at an event like Dragon Con, I drink a lot of alcohol. Please drink responsibly. And I just don't go to the bathroom that much. And it was a real issue, too, in our old office, because I was in a back corner. And so I'd have to go around people. And something about that, I would be like, I'll just die here first. Like, I'm making light of it, because it is kind of like an embarrassing, it shouldn't be, but it feels like an embarrassing thing to talk about. And I didn't, like, we were doing D&D during the pandemic, and I was the dungeon master, the game master, whatever. And it was virtual, and I still could never like get up, I'll use the bathroom. Or like, you remember we have those meetings at work on Zoom. I would be stuck in them even if they went way over and I had to pee because I couldn't just leave. And it's stupid because no one was in my home. Like nothing's going to happen. I live alone. But there are friends' houses, like I've never used the bathroom in their house. Never. If I can't put my foot on the door or somehow block it, I won't use the bathroom in a public place. And I've recently learned, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this, is I've recently learned this is actually not that, I won't say not rare, but I know a couple of friends and I got to talking about it. And they had a similar experience, although one of my friends said it was FOMO. Like, she was afraid if she left the room to use the bathroom, she would miss something, I guess.
Yeah, actually, I have friends that do that.
Well, yeah, which I also get. I also get. And I think that's part of what's going on, but it's definitely also the trauma. And I hadn't realized it until my therapist. I forgot about the kidney infections. But that was a big part of my life for a long time. I would get them regularly. My parents would get so frustrated with me because they couldn't figure out, like, if you have to pee, why don't you just go pee? And I wouldn't do it. And it kind of became a joke where people would jokingly time how long it would take me to pee because I would wait so long. And it was like... It sounds more sinister than it is.
Yeah, you know? Like, I don't think that helps your trauma, though.
No, it certainly did. But we were kids. This was like as a kid thing where I was like...
Okay.
Or they would be like, wow, she never pees. But when she does, she pees so long. And I guess I'd be like, wait, to do it. But it did build up on me for sure. Where I'm like, now everyone knows about it and people are paying more attention to it. But I have noticed it started happening again, which I'm... trying to figure out because, as I said, I live alone. I get it when I'm with other people, even though I still don't like it. And most of the time, it's like friends of mine and it shouldn't be a big deal, but I live alone. And so I'm just trying to like wrap my mind around what that means. For a while, I used to frame it in a very unhealthy way as like being productive. Like I would time when I had to be based on like if something was exporting on my computer and I couldn't do anything else. And that's when I would do it. It reminds me of like my problems with eating, where it's no longer about what my body needs anymore. It's just a thing that I try to control, which is a very common trauma response. But I don't know. It does it. I don't like that. It feels like I'm going backwards. And I can't quite figure out why. But it's one of the frustrating things, too, in terms of we talked about this in our trauma episodes. There are so many things like throughout your day where you're like, here's another reminder of that thing. And now it's this. Yep, I hadn't realized it. And I thought I'd gotten better at it, but it never ends. You gotta do the work.
I like your exasperation in this. You know, though, yeah. I mean, we're having an interesting week, you and I. In general, just like maybe just thinking on things or the fact that, and I've been thinking a lot about this, and we've been talking a lot about crisis and trauma and triggers and so many just ugly things that are happening. And I think part of what you and I experience is that we think we've done so much work, and we have, that going backwards feels like failing, and it's not actually failing. It's kind of just a reminder that it's perpetual. You're never going to be perfectly okay in any scenario, because no matter how well you have done in therapy, no matter how amazing you've done, how much good support you have, you can't stop a trigger. You can't stop and forget and erase trauma. That doesn't happen. That will never, ever happen. And that sucks.
Yeah.
So much. Because yeah. we are going to do this. But what we are doing that is better is confronting it quicker. And able to call it out and acknowledge it quicker. And I think that's the progress. That's what we have to remember, because you'll always have that fear. It's just how you react to it, or how often it happens, or how often that trigger is going to bother you more so because you have this on top of that, which is what I was talking about in my past Monday mini. It's just a collective of things. Mm-hmm. And then it just brought that one feeling that can incapacitate me.
Yeah.
Even though that's not the exact situation.
Right.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road, into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
When I was thinking about this, this is such a bigger situation than what I'm talking about, because it is like a real stigma. Like I said, I've never talked about this ever, because we don't talk about like our own bodily functions, especially as women. And I know this is a huge issue around the world, like safety around peeing or using the bathroom. And then when you put in like all of this bullshit around trans people and bathrooms, like there is a lot of trauma for a lot of people around this. But we never talk about it.
Right.
We just never talk about it because we've stigmatized it so much. Like as kids, you're taught like this is not a thing. It's not polite. We don't talk about it. We have like euphemisms for everything.
Right.
So I think it was kind of a shocking moment when I was in that therapy session and my therapist was like, wait. Oh, yeah, you're right. This isn't normal. Or at least it is something I've gotten so used to, I haven't thought about it.
Right.
Like, ever, even though I should have had, like, if you're regularly getting a pretty painful, serious infection, and the only reason is at least according to what doctors could tell me, is like, you won't go to the bathroom, you won't go pee. Should maybe ask about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do feel better. I feel like I have made a lot of strides in mindfulness. And this is an important one. I think that might be also why I'm kind of shaken by it, is mm-hmm. because I haven't ever given it thought. And right. so now that I am, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. When you connect dots mm-hmm. and you realize the deeper meaning, and I've done this because I will have sensory flashbacks that I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Why am I emotional now? And then you connect it. It's a kick in the gut. Like it yeah. takes your breath away about how you feel and how alarming it takes your whole body. Like your body responds because it remembers trauma. Mm-hmm. It's just so much that we can't, again, I hate that this sounds so pessimistic. I know I sound like a downer all the time, but the truth of the matter is you can't pretend that it's going to be totally patched up fix where you'll never mm-hmm. have to deal with it again. That's unrealistic. And also, it sets you up to fail inevitably. Yeah. So that's the good. Mm-hmm. The good news is it's not abnormal. Bad news is you have to figure out how to cope.
I wish I could have just captured the look Samantha gave me, listeners. It was quite good.
Because it's the whole like, all right, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm sorry, yeah. I'm telling you this truth. And, but at the same time, I get it. Like those of us who, and I think that's about 90%, if not 100% of us know that feeling when you've discovered or rediscovered something that you hadn't even thought of as a connection. It's just like, mm-hmm. oh God, what is this? It is.
Yeah.
It is. It is. A new trauma, because I keep saying that word, on top of that trauma that you have to unfold, because you have to unfold in like a puzzle piece, put together why, because you have to make it make sense or it's gonna right. or it's going to haunt you. And when you do, that answer inevitably is going to be just as painful, but mm-hmm. it gets easier when you have to deal with that face to face.
Right, right. It is hard to... with something, because this is, like I said, it does remind me of eating for me, of like that kind of, I should just be able to eat, but for me, it's like difficult, but it's the same. It should just be a bodily thing that I have to do. You do have to do it. But it's turned into something that is like a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that being said, fingers crossed, I haven't had a kidney issue in a really long time. I've made strides. I have. Yeah. I think this is just feels
a lot of them.
Kind of new.
Yeah.
But I'm sharing it with you. And I don't think I could have done that even like a year ago. And I'm not embarrassed by it. It's just we've put so much stigma on it that it feels like I should be embarrassed by it. But I'm not. It's just we've put so much weirdness around this. And we're already weird about women talking about sexual assault anyway. So I think I've come a ways.
You have. I agree.
Thank you. And thank you for listening and being so supportive. And thank you, listeners. Cheers to everybody.
Cheers, y'all.
For joining in this unhappy hour. It has been a week.
It has been a week.
It has. But we're happy to share our unhappiness with you. if you would like to email us, you can, or email us stephanie@momstuff.iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @momstuffpodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @stuffwhenevertold. You can also find us on YouTube. We do have a book coming out. You can pre-order it. Yes.
Yeah.
@stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. The illustrations by Helen Choi. Oh, chef's
amazing.
Kiss. So good. So good. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank y'all.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.